Well, hi, everybody. I got my hands on a really expensive piece of software with some very special talents, but it isn't nearly as uppity as that sounds. Before I talk about the software, I want to spend a couple of minutes talking about maps. Now, it's easy to think of a map as a picture of places, where buildings are, where streets run, maybe waterways, too. We mostly use maps as a way to get to a place or between places. And obviously, these days, all of those things are data. Some of it shows up as labels. Some of it shows up as a color or type of line, so we know the difference between a creek bed and a railroad track. That gets pretty obvious on a car's navigator, where we may also see symbols for gas stations and hospitals and restaurants. Every fixed place, every point along a road, every state or county line lives underneath the map as a collection of data that identifies what kind of a thing it is, what its name is, its GPS location, and maybe more. You can fetch an endless number of maps online, and those add even more, all of it data under the skin, but what you see is satellite imagery, or topography, or maybe weather. Now, think about adding other layers of data so that the map can display even more information. Things like census data that can show you household income, occupant counts, ages, genders, ethnicity. Yeah, more. It gets pretty easy to find out where, for example, the wealthier neighborhoods are when you can show them on a map. It's also a way for advertisers to decide where to spend their money, especially when you add information about newspaper, TV, or radio coverage, plus information about the people they reach in those areas. Political campaigns might add information about how often occupants vote, which primaries they vote in, what party affiliation they claim, how long since they last voted, and which campaigns they supported with yard signs or checkbooks. That can help them target campaigns or chase redistricting. Businesses that deliver goods can map where their customers are and how to optimize deliveries, either by time or by mileage. Real estate agents can help people choose where to live, based on everything from local schools to commute time to neighborhoods. For that matter, it's a way to choose where to open stores or set up manufacturing. This kind of laundry list of things that maps could show, maps for special applications, is really secondary to something more basic. Maps tell stories. I don't know about you, but my eyes glaze over when I have to look at spreadsheets or tables of data. But when I can make all that show up on a map, the other side of my brain kicks in. I can visualize the patterns that are hidden behind the numbers. That's a good example of a map telling me a story. But as a professional communicator, my blood really starts flowing when I think about all the ways that maps can potentially help me tell my stories. Success stories, growth stories, rescue stories, scary stories, heroic stories, maybe even ghost stories, which leaves the challenge of what to use to author those stories. Now, everything I've said so far is to help bring you up to speed on why I got so interested in Maptitude software. That's the word aptitude with an M as in marvelous up front. I got my hands on a copy this past weekend, and like all of us, I guess, I took a look at the area around me. I added in satellite images from the web and that Census Bureau info and started fiddling around. Let me be clear about something. Starting with a new map in Maptitude is a lot like starting with a blank document in Word. I can do almost anything I want with it. I can add little bar charts that show zone-by-zone changes over time and whatever variable lives in the data sets I shovel in. Adding data is really, really an easy process. It just means having to feed in a spreadsheet. I have a zillion ways to tailor what the map shows, nothing more than a few clicks away. I don't know about you, but when I want to tell a story and have it be convincing, I don't want my work to be distracted by the tool I use for that. Which reminds me of something Isaac Asimov once told me. He just got an early TRS-80 computer and a Scripsit word processor application, and I visited him to help him learn how to use it. Asimov was a workaholic, and he told me that word processing was the worst thing that ever happened to his productivity because it made it all too easy to change things. He wasn't getting as much done most days because the temptation to edit on the fly was too compelling. You might find the ability to tailor and tweak maps with Maptitude to be just as seductive a lure at first. But ultimately, getting the work done wins. Not every story can be told with a map, but so many can be told so well that I'm beginning to see Maptitude as just another piece of the Word, Excel, PowerPoint tool set. It's not an inexpensive product. I said that up front. It's just under $700. And if you read the way it's described, you might think it's only for the Harvard-educated managers in corporate America. Well, phooey. It's not that hard to make it rock and roll. So I'm waging a one-man campaign. Get on my bandwagon if you want to. I want to see if I can get the company to come out with a much less expensive version for really small businesses. Butchers, bakers, pizza makers, bankers, journalists, hello, students, sales managers, entrepreneurs, hospitals, recruiters, and you name it. If I can get the Maptitude people to put that less expensive new edition on their product roadmap, you can be sure that Hank and Joe will be among the first to know. This is Marty Winston reporting from the News Tips Bunker.